found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and you at 713-780-3776. Let's see what Brad needs before we get into this Texans draft. What do you say, Brad?
Oh, yeah. I heard my friend Stan Funch's name a little bit ago. He's Clinton High School Arrow, just like me, class of 88. He was actually our class president. And, yeah, he could ball, man.
Stan could play. You know Stan Funch's?
Yes, I couldn't believe it when I heard
you. You heard him randomly. Stan is still a friend to this day. He's I still text with my basketball. This is a cool thing about basketball is it really does, like, you develop community. And there's a community of guys from Maryland, California, Stan's from Mississippi, Clinton, Mississippi, I believe, or in that area. And, Stan was, you hung up on him, or he may have hung up on himself. I don't know.
Did you hang up on Martin, too?
Yes.
Hey, why'd you hang up? You don't have anything to do today.
You're
quitting after today.
Why did he hang up on me? I had more to say. Martin had a great call, and you hung up on him.
Well, I was about to call him Dan. Brad, his phone was messing up, so I turned him off.
You have nothing to do today, Tyler.
Yeah.
This is your last day.
Why are you hanging up on people that want to talk on the show?
I got you free food.
Why would you even move your arm?
Oh.
Do as little as possible today. I wouldn't even move your arm. I just stay real still and let calls eventually fade away.
Yeah.
I could do that.
They could co-host the show for all you care. You're out of here.
I got free food basically for y'all.
What do you got?
At noon.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tyler's going away. You won't be here. I'll be here.
Yeah. John's Grill's never coming. Been at a going.
No,
party,
I'll say goodbye to you before.
Jack's Grill is coming.
Jack's Grill's coming?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dad.
God, I like that.
So my man Stan is he's a big Cowboy fan, unfortunately.
People
from SEC areas are Cowboy fans, I've learned. They're either Saints fans or Cowboys fans. Sometimes Atlanta fans, but yeah, like Cowboys have wormed their way into areas.
In northern Louisiana. Oh, it's definitely.
Well,
all
I'm saying, Stan was from Mississippi, so Mississippi's ripe for any team to come in. And like Cowboys were the team that weaseled their way into Mississippi. Yeah, I don't know. It's just random.
Yeah. We're Texan people here. Everybody in this city loves the Texans and can't be prouder.
Yeah. No, I'm proud of the way that they've operated.
I wear my Texan hat. Wait, I have a Texan. Tim Lodici over at Wildcat had a brand new Texan hat sitting there. I was like, hey, you're not wearing this. Give it to me. And I wear it out there, and my friends are all like, what the hell is the mat? What are you wearing? What is wrong with you wearing that hat?
I don't want to say it. I'm not trying to be mean, but when I see people wearing Texan stuff, I always, like, part of me just goes, huh, that's an interesting choice. For right now, it just feels like okay, this guy really likes the Texans, or this girl really likes the Texans, to be wearing it right now when it's kind of a bit of an embarrassing time. But did you know so we were talking about this. I was on like a Texans fan Spaces yesterday on Twitter. It's like it's like a group chat function. It's really cool on Twitter.
Spaces.
We should do one time. Well, anyway, they were talking about the fact that, you know, you remember how the Texans all of a sudden magically another fourth round pick appeared as part of the Deshaun trade?
Yeah.
And the reason that might have happened is that Cleveland may have been involved in circumventing the Texans to go through Deshaun directly to say, we got this big contract for you, instead of going through the Texans, which can hurt the Texans negotiating and might be considered tampering.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, another fourth rounder popped in there. It wouldn't shock me if Nick Caserio basically hey, you know, we all want this deal to go through, but you should not have done that because we had a better deal with, you know, he could say we had a better deal with the Falcons and you came in and kind of screwed it up for us. Okay, we'll give you an extra fourth. I think Nick may have got a little something extra.
And by the way, that pick is the second pick in the fourth round. It's not Cleveland's pick. It's Detroit's pick, which was going to Cleveland. So here are the picks. Round one, number 3 overall. We know that one. And round 1, 13 overall from Cleveland. They've got the 5th pick in the second round. They moved down because they tied records, so you keep on moving if you're first, then you're last. And then in the third round, they've got the 4th overall pick. So they got the third overall pick, the 13th overall pick, the 37th overall pick, and the 68th overall pick. Plus, they have the third round 16th pick, which is the 80th overall from New Orleans. So they got 3, 13, 37, 68, and 80. Five picks in the top 80. You can get some good, good football players.
That's good. I wonder if they're going to use those or try to, you know, one of the good things you can do is take one of those and move and just completely trade it away. And then somebody will give you a round earlier the next year. That's how that works. So they might consider, give me one of those picks. Like, what's one of the third round picks?
One of the third round pick is 68 and 80.
So you may see the Texans say, we will move, we will get out of this. It'd be a little bit painful, but 60 what?
Eight.
We'll move 68 for your second rounder next year. Like maybe a team like, you know.
Would a team do that?
No, yeah, it happens all the time. Happens every draft.
A third to a second?
Yeah, third to a second happens all the time. Or a fourth to a third.
That happens a lot more.
You're giving away.
Well, there's a lot less value. Let's say I move from sixth to fifth. Moving from third to second is a big value as opposed to moving from sixth to fifth.
Well, you're giving away. So what you're doing is you're giving away your pick in the early third. So you're giving away your early third, and you're going to get a second rounder.
Right, it is early.
You're getting a second rounder from somebody who's
the fourth pick of the second round.
Yeah, so it's not that crazy, but what it does is it puts you in a second.
Yeah.
It puts you in a second. So
Yeah. No, that makes sense because it is the fourth pick of the third round.
Yeah.
If it was middle of, like the 80th pick, which is the 16th pick of the third round, that's a big jump moving second.
And sometimes if there's a player on the board a team's desperate for, they're willing to do it. Like maybe, you know, you can't believe that this cornerback is on the board or this offensive lineman that you have graded in the second round. You're like, dude, we had a second round grade on him and we don't think he's going to get to us at the back end of the third round when we draft next, or we don't have a third round pick, so let's just trade our second for him next year. We'll get the Texans to give us, you know, we'll trade a second for that pick and we'll get the Texans to give us one of their six round picks this year. And yeah, that kind of stuff happens all the time. That's why when I talk about maneuvering around the draft, be slick to where you're setting yourself up for higher picks in the future. That's what having extra picks can do is, okay, so we don't get our, you know, we'd love to draft here in the third round, but you know what? Next year when we have a second, we're going to have three second round picks next year. Ours, Cleveland's is next year, right? No, they don't have Cleveland's. No. They got a third from Cleveland. I'm getting all my trades mixed up with Tyreek Hill and Russell Wilson. You get a third. So you would say, you know what? We will definitely cash in the third this year for a second next year. Let's do that.
Because we got Cleveland's next year.
Yeah, we would rather. Yeah. No, you don't have a second from Cleveland next year.
The third next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you still got your third pick.
Yeah, so I could see them doing that. Yeah. And smart teams do that all the time. They're not afraid. If you're willing to give us one round up, we'll just get rid of our pick all the
time. Plus, they got 10 picks this year. They got up to, now we've gone through the, okay, so with the first overall pick, with the third overall pick, you think offensive lineman, Cross, Neal, maybe Neal is dropping, whatever the case may be, or Kayvon Thibodeau, whatever the case may be, it's going to be a good pick. With the 13th pick, give me three guys that you see.
With the third pick?
13th pick.
Oh, the 13th. I would say Jordan Davis would be one. I think I'll give you two combined, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave.
Garrett Wilson won't be gone?
Probably, but I'm just going to say if there's a quarterback jump, There's a chance. I will tell you what is going to happen, though. If the quarterback hype train is out of control and the reality is that teams draft on the tape, then Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett probably don't go top 10 if they just stick with just the tape. And if that's the case and both of those guys are sitting there at 13, it will be Texans fans will get a little fired up about, hey, now wait a minute. We like Davis Mills fine, but we could have Malik Willis at 13. That's what's going to happen. But it'll be happening in real time, so it's not going to be a big buildup like Vince versus Reggie or anything like that. But I would say 13. The other pick I would look for.
I would have thought you were going to say, so the Texans can trade out of there at 13 and pick up something real nice.
That too. Oh, you mean like a first next year?
Yeah.
Like we'll flip to your first this year and we want a first next year?
Yeah.
Because the Saints move up and get him great. Saints move from 18, 13. We'll give you our first next year.
They won't give you a first for that. Maybe,
well, maybe
a second
you
next
give
year.
Them your, one of your thirds this year.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? There's always – that's what – teams are starting to really counterbalance later picks to get that one pick they really like. I would say the other guy to keep it in mind at 13 would be – well, assuming there's a run on defensive ends like Daniel Jeremiah has. Because to me, Jermaine Johnson was probably gone, but he's a guy that I would absolutely love there. But the other the other pick I could see is Kenyon Green from Texas A&M. Mm. He is a dominant run-blocking guard, and I love his ability because Pep Hamilton's going to run more gap scheme, power running game, and Kenyon Green is a perfect fit for it, a perfect fit. And if you want to build your offensive line, Lovie Smith talked about building up the fronts and being able to run the football. Then you know what you do? You go get a masher like Kenyon Green. And I wouldn't even be sad if they went Evan Neal 3 and Kenyon Green 13. Wouldn't be sad at all. Oh, you mean you got a starting right tackle and you got a starting, you know, left guard? Perfect.
That'd be great.
Perfect.
I'd be tough.
And then Evan Neal will bump to Tunsil's spot whenever Tunsil's gone. Perfect.
Right.
I'd be fine with it.
So, and if one of the corners
your
is
second
there,
round
McDuffie,
pick,
Stingley, Sauce.
So, Sauce is the guy. If they're all there. Sauce won't be there. McDuffie will be there probably. Stingley has a chance to be there. Honestly, it would probably depend on medicals because the guy who has the highest traits and the highest upside is Stingley. But McDuffie is super safe, high football character. All that stuff.
All three corners, people. And then so quickly, second round, fifth pick, 37th overall.
Well, you want to see if Breece Hall is on the board for me. And I know running back.
That's what I said. I said I'd like a running back.
But there's
there,
a chance he could go.
I've been poo-pooed on that.
And there's a chance he could go in the first.
I would take him there.
If you had a chance to get Breece there, I would consider Breece. I know you can get running back later in the draft, and I'm fine with that. I understand that. But Breece Hall, to me, is a full package runner, and my comp on him is Matt Forte. Guess who had Matt Forte in Chicago?
Lovie.
So I would say a pick right there. I'll give you one right now. Jaquan Brisker, safety, Penn State. I would look at Jaquan Brisker, Nick Cross, safety from Maryland, who is a big, heavy hitter with really explosive testing. And then let's look at a pass rusher at that spot. Let's say they didn't get a pass rusher. Then I would say a guy that you could look for is Arnold Ebikite from Penn State. I better learn how to pronounce his name. From Penn State would
just
be
call him Arnold.
Would be a guy that
how
I would
his name Arnold Ebikite.
Well, his name isn't actually Arnold. That's what they call him. Hmm. That's his Americanized name. He is one of the Nigerian players. There's a lot of Nigerian players who have come over from Canada. I think he's one of the Canadian born. So David Ajabo, Nigerian, who came from Scotland. Jesse Luketa, Nigerian at Penn State, who came from Canada.
Ike
Ekwonu is Nigerian, but he's born. I can't remember if he's born here, but he didn't come over.
So these was Dell. So was Dell, but he's still Nigerian.
Yes, he is. Yeah. But these guys were all sent to the States to go get college scholarships.
Yeah, Dell was almost sent back to Nigeria, though.
Well, that was his brother.
I know, but I'm pretty sure his dad wanted to send him.
Dell just wanted to send him back to his mom.
Right. No, I'm sure of that. 815 ESPN, 97.5.
Dell's probably listening, and you'll hear get a text in the
morning. Yeah, 92.5. And all I want to do right now, and listen, when we come back, we got TJ, Jeff. You guys want to talk about the draft, we'll do that as well. And we'll finish up. We haven't even gotten into the third round yet. And some possibilities. We want some names for you
guys. I'm
going to
give you some running backs in the third round, too. We're going to get a running back, and we're going to get some. We're going to get a running back, a linebacker, and a cornerback. We're going to look at that in the third round.
All right. Right now, though, I'm looking at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com, and that's my man, John Clay Wolf, and he is awesome, awesome, awesome. John Clay Wolf is going to give you more for your car. He's nuts, too. The dude is just insane. I've never seen anybody nuts like this that can be on the radio and say the things that he does. Are you kidding me?
It's staggering.
It is staggering. And yet he's beloved. And, you know, saying things about the things that he says, it's just I wish you'd he didn't answer, Tyler. He didn't answer his phone, because it's always a pleasurable. It's always about 5 minutes long too, but it's always pleasurable. If you're looking for the best way to sell that car, I need you please give John Claywell, look him up at GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Go armed with the best that you can get, the most that you can get for your car. Go to CarMax with that. Go to your dealership with that. Go to your buddy with that and go, look, this is what I can get at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Now give me the money, all right? Or you just say, yeah, John Clay Wolf, you're offering me the most. I'm selling it to you. All at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Cougs playing the Arizona Wildcats. Did you see the Benedict Mathurin leaving the court the other night?
No.
The TCU dancer that was standing there, she's got her hand in the air.
Yeah.
And he walked by and he just touched her breast as he was walking by.
What happened to him?
Nothing. He said he's attempted to apologize to her, but it was clear as day on television. He just walked by and just took a swat.
And so we're good with that?
Well, I think he should be suspended for one game. At least.
The internet's good with this?
I tell you what. No, the internet's not good with it.
I would hope.
No. And
get on it, Twitter.
And he's their best.
Dox his family.
He's their best player, so we need him out.
Dox his family so you can get people to go to his house and, you know.
No.
Do your thing, Twitter. Do your thing, Twitter.
Don't go to his house.
Lamos.
But I'm totally opposed to this. Now, the TCU dancers are some of the best in the business. I don't know if you've seen them.
I cannot believe he did that.
Yeah, no. He just walked by. Wow. It's right here. I'll show you.
That's probably.
Here he is walking off the court. And he just.
Hold on. What now?
He just takes a swipe and just, you know, a little. And he said, yeah, I've tried to apologize to the dancer. I just wanted to know that, you know, I was there and I just couldn't help myself.
He didn't say that.
No.
But I was about to say, what? He said that?
No. I said that for him. But yeah, I think that's the case. He just walked by, said, man, give me some. I'm pretty sure he should be suspended tonight. What do you think? 713-780-3776. We got a full board here. People want to talk.
I would suspend him for definitely tonight.
Tonight, one game. One game suspension, I feel. I feel like that's appropriate.
Yeah, I feel like it's appropriate.
I mean, if Deshaun's going to get suspended for 8 games.
We don't know what's going to happen there. All I want to see is how they time it. Do they, like, this is going to be a long, drawn-out investigation until the second year of his contract.
I hope they do. So Deshaun's playing for $1 million again. Or,
well, you intentionally spit in the commissioner's face. Like, that was a little much.
That was.
If you're going to do it.
$55,000 a game.
If you're going to do it, you should have done like, hey, we can't make it this obvious, Deshaun.
No, not only obvious, but they were bragging about it.
Yeah.
TJ, what's going on, TJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you doing, TJ?
I just want. Did you guys see that report? It looked like it was written by Mark Lane of Yahoo Sports. And he reported that how abominable and how stupid Bill O'Brien was based off the Tyreek Hill trade. I'll just give you guys a take on that.
Yeah. So we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show.
Well, that and
it does
Devontae
piss
Adams.
You off, doesn't it?
Tyreek and Devontae
TJ,
Adams.
When you look at the second rounder and David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins, and you see a first, a second, a third, a fourth.
Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill both got ones and twos.
Yes.
Just as a baseline. Yes. And they both got new money. One and two.
Yeah.
Tyreek got even more than that.
And
you
DeAndre
get a one and a two.
Well, you did get David Johnson, though. You know,
you had to take on a contract that was a bad contract.
Yeah.
And I asked Bill O'Brien during our little meeting. People were there. I said, "Why did you take on that contract when you can find like, you guys are pretty good at finding other running backs. Like, yeah, like Carlos Hyde? I said, yes, coach, exactly, like Carlos Hyde, who was just part of a trade. You guys were going to basically cut Rankin, and they were going to cut Hyde, and then they y'all pulled you. Well, I don't – you – I didn't know that. You say that. I didn't say that. You – I mean, I guess if you say that, like, no, it was reported. It was already reported that they were getting cut, and then you guys pulled your transactions. Bill, some of this stuff gets reported, like, as transactions. You know that, right? So, anyway, his whole thing was – that's what I was saying. Just go find a running back. You don't have to pay you don't have to pay David Johnson this crazy price. You found Carlos Hyde. I was trying to give him a compliment, and he couldn't wait to beat me to it, making my point that yes, Carlos Hyde is an example of how you can find a running back to do the job. Don't take on a bad contract. And Texans fans should be mad. There's nothing we can do about it. But you just see, 2 years removed, and these same types of players in terms of impact on a game are bringing you ones and twos.
No, it was the dumb. It's the dumbest trade in NFL history, period, exclamation point. And we have to keep being reminded every time a wide receiver is drafted. Well, what about what Bill O'Brien got?
By the way, I'm going to say this too. Every one of these media members sat there quietly. I'm the only guy that was pressing him. There was one other person that pressed him. No other media member would press.
Oh, and then after
press.
He left, they were all killing him.
No. Yeah, after Bill O'Brien, now they're like, Bill O'Brien, like, how come I was the guy taking the bullets and you guys were sitting there yucking it up, drinking beer, like, isn't Billy great? This is just the best. Where were you cowards before? Were you just stupid? Did you not know that these were bad deals, or were you just cowardly lions? Where were you? Now they went from yucking it up with Bill O'Brien eating queso and whatever.
How were the nachos, though?
No, they weren't nachos. They were just chips with cheese. You just put it on there. Yeah.
Man, you couldn't even get there nachos?
They were some, like, taquitos, I think. It was at the Armadillo, whatever, on Kirby. And then all of a sudden, guys are like, oh, Bill O'Brien. All of a sudden, they found their voice once everything bad had happened. Instead
well, once
of recognizing,
he was gone and he couldn't
instead of recognizing
back.
How many multiple bad moves there were.
No.
Now, I will give Jerome Solomon credit. Jerome and Aaron Wilson, they both texted/called afterwards, and like, you were dead on a lot of that stuff. Like, those were the two guys who knew something. And Aaron's in a position where he can't press Bill because he's trying to get information. And Jerome's a columnist. Jerome's the other one. Jerome asked a couple of questions, tougher questions, but they had to do with minorities in the front office for the Texans. But the rest of these guys just sat there, it was just the funniest thing. And now they've hit reset. Like, Bill O'Brien is so bad. Like, you guys were just sitting there letting me take bullets while you're like, well, I don't know, what's Lance so mad about? Bill's right. Lance seems mad about these really amazing trades. Like, are you clowns? Are you really not? Do you really not have any idea how awful these moves are that he's making? Tell us more, Bill. Wait for me to get my chips and my beer. We're good friends with Bill O'Brien and Jack. And now they're like, Jack is bad. I always knew it. I could tell when we were having beer and he was drinking milk at that event. I knew he wasn't a tough guy. I knew he wasn't the right guy.
Jack drank milk?
Basically, it was a soft drink.
Oh.
He wouldn't drink a beer.
You wouldn't drink a beer?
Jack Easterby?
You can have a beer.
He was having a soft drink.
If you love
Jesus. He could have red wine.
You could. Well, yeah, you have red wine.
He could have
Sunday.
Had red wine.
On Sunday, you do.
He could have had red
827
wine.
827
ESPN. No, Jack was drinking a soft drink, and Billy was drinking beer. And Billy's drinking a few beers.
Rolando and Jeff, you guys have got thoughts on the third rounder. We will get to that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we got Doc Linville. I'm on Twitch right now, as a matter of fact, and it's hard because my hair is distracting, okay? Here's the deal. I didn't have hair. There's a difference. Once I met Doc Linville, I got through the it's not really surgery, rather through the procedure, got hair, okay? You can have hair, too.
Ta-da!
It's not magical. It's actually technologically advanced, and it's unbelievable technology, as a matter of fact. It's neo-grafting, and Doc's the best at it. Doc is just, he started this just a couple of years ago, and he's like a top two hair transfer in the city of Houston. That's kind of a big deal. And it's hair transfer. It's not implants. It's just he transfers the hair from the back and side to the top of the head. Bing, bing, bing. Winner, 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 chicken dinner. You're the winner. You get hair. I got hair. You can have hair. It's that simple. You'll love the process. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here to hang with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, the Texans have signed Kyle Allen. No more need, no more quarterback needs after this. Got Davis Mills, Kyle Allen, and Jeff Driskel. The whitest quarterback room in the NFL, without a doubt. The least athletic quarterback room in the NFL?
Texans?
Davis Mills, Kyle Allen, Jeff Driskel.
Driskel's a good athlete.
Oh, yeah, he played tight end.
He's a really good athlete. So, no, probably not. I'm going to go Lamar Jackson, Tyler Huntley.
Oh.
That's the least athletic. No, so where
Brady
is...
Oh, Brady Gabbert.
You got Ellinger, Matt Ryan.
Ooh, that's worse than Brady and Gabbert?
Gabbert's a decent athlete. Brady Gabbert and Kyle Trask, no. It's definitely Tampa.
Yeah.
Just stop the game.
Yeah.
Tampa wins. Trask and Brady together, and then you throw in Gabbert, who, like, you know, I don't really care who he is, unless he's... just an elite athlete. It doesn't matter.
It seems like he's in a war.
But Bruce's offense
all the time.
Bruce's offense doesn't require a great athlete.
No. Just how about pinpoint accuracy?
That's what it requires.
Which is what Kyle Trask is. Let's get Jeff in here. Is this Trader Jeff? Jeff, you want to talk about the third round?
Find out.
Not so much the third round, but I'll talk about it. I do want to say I think we should trade down from the three and try to get a first for next year just to prepare if Davis Mills isn't our quarterback so we can get into the Bryce Young sweepstakes. I think Nick is going to draft his guy next year, and he'll want that flexibility. In terms of the third round, though, I'm all about just drafting a guard or center if we don't take Linderbaum in the first round with our 13th pick, because we need to get Davis Mills as much help on that line to figure out if he's our guy or not.
Yeah. Agree. I'd like to see a running game. I wouldn't mind seeing a decent running back so that he can have a running game. I wouldn't mind seeing another wide receiver that he can actually, you know, got somebody to throw down the field to. Although Brandon Cooks is still here and you still got Nico. But, you got a lot of needs. Absolutely. You're going to have two first-round picks next year. The Texans aren't going to be very good, so it's going to be one of them is going to be a high pick. You'll have two first-round picks. One of the things about the Miami trade with Kansas City, though, that they were talking about this morning is that Miami has two first-rounders as well next year. So that if Tua doesn't work out this year, Tua's on a one year, do it or beat it.
They've given you a lot. They gave you Chase Edmonds and who was the other running back that they gave them? Was it it was Mostert, I think. I think they signed Mostert and Chase Edmonds. So you got two good running backs. One of them came from San Francisco.
Best wide receiver core in the
NFL. You got two unbelievably explosive wide receivers. You got Mike Gesicki, who is a good ball-winning tight end. If you can't win with this...
Is he a free agent?
Who?
Gesicki.
I think they franchised.
They franchised?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So the question now for the Dolphins is the Dolphins have to tighten up their offensive line. But they're basically saying, listen, we'll give... This is year three for Tua. If Tua doesn't show us he's the guy this year, we'll just move on from him and, you know, we'll use our stuff next year. But the Texans right now are going to have a lot of firepower. They will have two first-round picks as well this year and next year. I mean, next year and the year after that, they have two first-round picks for the next 3 years. The Texans have enough firepower to get anybody they want, anytime they want. So if they really wanted to get Bryce Young, for example, the Texans have enough firepower that there's nothing anyone can do to stop it if they really wanted to do that.
Yep.
But you'd really have to love Bryce Young to give up everything it would take to move up there, probably, unless you're a bottom five team in the league, which is definitely possible. Based on the odds for next year, the Texans are expected to be one of the five. They're expected to be one of the five worst teams.
No, yes, they're absolutely going to be one of the worst five teams in the league.
Yeah. Well, so who are the teams worst? You have the Lions, who are more competitive than the Texans on a consistent basis. You have Jacksonville Jaguars, but the Lions have potentially a tougher
division. Are you sure that the Jags are going
to
be worse?
I think the Jags have a chance to be better. No, I think Trevor Lawrence takes a big step.
Yeah.
So I think, and remember, they get Travis Etienne back. It's like getting a brand new first round.
And all the signings they've had this year.
Yeah. So I think the Jags, now I think it's, you know, I don't think they spent money very wisely, but they're still better players. So the Jags could be better than the Texans also. Jets, well, they beat the Texans last year. They ended up fourth, but they did beat the Texans last year. But they were the fourth. They're the fourth pick right after the Texans. The Giants were the fifth pick. I can see the Giants being terrible again.
And that division that the Jets are in, it just got a lot tougher.
Giants are in a competitive division. It's not a great division, but the Eagles, Washington, Dallas, you're not going to get layups at any of those
Washington
games.
Washington got Wentz now, so.
You shouldn't. Well, they're winning with, well, kind of winning with Heinicke.
Yeah.
Wentz, here's where you could, like, point out Wentz's
record
last year.
Will Heinicke be starting by week 10?
Is he still on the team?
I think so.
I think so. Yeah. I haven't heard that he's a free agent. So I think there's definitely a possibility.
If Heinicke was a free agent right now, he'd be talked about.
Well, I can tell you this. If that trade that they have with the Colts is based on a – because I think they had – I think one of the threes turns into a two at playing time. If I'm Washington, I am burying Carson Wentz so he doesn't hit his playing time stuff. If we don't think he's that great and you're not close enough to being a division winner, I am burying him and going with Heinicke, and I'm not letting the Colts get a pick bump up. Because I think one of their picks is a conditional that bumps up a playing time. The same way the Colts...
You'll know by week 10.
The Colts were stuck because they're in the mix for the playoffs. Like, they had to keep playing their best guy. There's nothing they could do.
He needed one win at the end of the season against Jacksonville.
I know. Well, he got COVID because he was one of the guys who refused to get vaccinated. He got COVID, missed a game, right? And then he wasn't... Or no, he didn't miss a game. He came back at the very end of the week for the Raiders and was terrible in that game because he hadn't been there the whole week and then was awful against Jacksonville. If they had the foresight and they thought they could win with another quarterback on their roster, they could have just buried him and kept their first this year and said, oh, look here, you get our second. And how pissed would Philadelphia have been that the Colts were intentionally burying
Carson
Wentz.
They couldn't do it.
I know. No, you couldn't do it.
They're doing it. Let's get Rolando in here. Let's talk about the draft. Hey, Rolando.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lance, I wanted to ask you a question about the draft here. If the Texans were miraculously to get another second-round pick, or even if they used their current second-round pick for one of these two sleeper guys, would y'all be okay with it? Ojabo from Michigan, or the wide receiver from Alabama that got hurt during the Texans.
Yeah,
game.
I would be more than happy with both of them.
Have a great day.
The Texans aren't in any hurry. Their rebuild's going to take a while. David Ojabo has a lot of pass rush talent.
When will Ojabo go now?
I think he'll go in the second round.
Really, still?
Yeah, I think he'll still go in the second.
For those of you who don't know, he's got an Achilles.
David Ojabo tore his Achilles with his pro day.
That's over a year.
So he's, well, Cam Akers did it in 6 months, but that's rare. It's never happened before. But even if David Ojabo comes back in 9 months, who cares? Look when it happened.
He missed a year, right?
Yeah, he's going to miss this year.
Right.
If he comes back, okay. You know, the important thing is David Ojabo watches and learns from the sideline. It takes mental reps in the practice room, the practice field, the film room. That's the important thing. The problem with drafting him outside of the first is now you've burned off one of his years, so you only have 3 years left with David Ojabo. That's your concern, is you got to see everything you need to see with a guy who's very raw, against the run. His technique's not where it needs to be. He needs a lot of work, but he's a talented pass rusher. But I would have no problems with the Texans taking him. I think he fits Lovie great. I love his, you know, I love his football character and his upside. And some people think the Lions could draft him with the 32nd pick and stash him. They'd have 5 years then where the Lions could take him 32nd and stash him. I think the Lions would probably draft like a Desmond Ridder with a 32nd pick. So they have 5 years for their quarterback. That's my guess. But I think David Ajabo, I'd have no problem with the Texans using one of their picks on David Ajabo. And it would be cooler if you had 2 second-round picks to do it instead of just one, because, you know, your early second-round pick has some value where they could step in and be a starter pretty quickly probably. So it's not my favorite thing to draft David Ajabo at the early second-round pick, but I could see them moving up one of their thirds into the second to take David Ajabo. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Right. 842 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number.
What are you smiling about? what just happened?
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
713-780-3776. We will continue this draft, and we got get back to Miami on the other side and the big trade and what it means for the AFC. Holy crap. Is the AFC loaded? Now, it's just one AFC team to another, but Chiefs are still going to be pretty good. Miami's loading up for Barrett. Now it's another team.
This is a joke, man. The AFC is so much better than the NFC.
Let's talk about it on the other side. But first, you, my friend, need to talk a little siding.
Yeah, it's been over 48 years that they've been installing replacement windows and siding for the Texas and Gulf Coast region at Allstate Windows and Siding. If you want to get rid of your, well, I'm not telling you if you want to. You need to get rid of your aluminum windows, your single-pane aluminum windows, where they're noisier outside. It dust is leaking in because of the movement underneath your foundation causes the frames to slightly shift, and that's how you start seeing a little bit of dust getting into your house more so, or you have those leaky windows. Listen, Allstate Windows and Siding, they have windows that are made here in Texas. They're made for Texas weather. They're made for the wind, the heat, the rain, the sleet, the whatever we're getting, they are made for those. And right now, when you mention ESPN 97.5 and you mention my name, they'll give you 25% off of your windows, and they are going to give you 0% financing for 36 months. So get those windows paid off over the course of 3 years, if you like. Make it very easy for yourself to upgrade the beauty of your home and really improve the energy efficiency. The phone number, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. For the best rate, call Allstate, windowsandsiding.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
848 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. Miami trades for Tyreek Hill. Holy crap now. Holy crap. They are loaded for Bear, picking up the running backs, picking up the wide receivers. It's Tua. Tua is under the gun. And it'll be interesting to see if how long that experiment lasts, the Tua Tagovailoa experiment lasts. I don't know that he is going to give – they're going to give him more than a year. It feels like they are, especially with – this big deal that Tyreek is getting.
Year three, you got to make your decision on year five.
Yeah, but if he doesn't play well this year, I could certainly see them going another direction.
You have to. That's what these contracts have made it, where now it's forcing, you know, it used to be teams would say, well, let's just devil you know better than the devil you don't. Now the prices are so outlandish on quarterbacks, the teams are going to start saying, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Cleveland. They went out and did a really, frankly, a bad deal for Deshaun Watson, and they're willing to do it because they're desperate. Now you have, I mean, they guaranteed $230 million. Now you have, I mean, Deshaun Watson's not in the same category as the two guys previous, Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes. He's frankly not in their categories. Like, these are MVPs. These are guys who are elite. Yeah. They win the biggest games. Like, Deshaun Watson is not that guy. Not yet. And so now you have Baker Mayfield's Tua. Would you want to pay Tua $20 million?
Rank the teams in the AFC now.
I would say,
I got the Bills one.
You have to make the Bills one. Because Kansas City has just come down a little bit.
Yep.
So I would say, based on the way that game played out, because Buffalo should have won, I'd go Bills one. I would go, out of respect, I would probably still say Chiefs two. I mean, it's not like they're
devoid. They picked up Juju, but they need to get – well,
they got a bunch of draft picks now,
yeah,
too.
And they can grab some speed.
So I would say –
but you ain't making up for that speed now.
I would say – but their pathway to the playoffs just got harder because they have – I mean, look who they have.
At the division.
They have – that's what I'm saying. The Raiders are a tough route now. The Broncos are a tough route.
The Raiders were a tough out for them anyway.
Yeah, the Raiders for them were a tough out. The Broncos now are not a layup anymore.
No.
And then you have, obviously, the Chargers who made themselves better. I mean, they grabbed a cornerback in J.C. Jackson that can play. They grabbed Khalil Mack. That is a really, really tough. I'm still saying – I'm still going to say KC 2, but that's just because – and honestly, I think the Browns could be 3.
Oh, I think the Bengals are 3.
No, I'm sorry. Yep. So let me do this. Bengals 2, Chiefs 3. I'm anticipating the Bengals keep getting better. Joe Burrow gets better. The defense gets better. I'm going to say, and KC's frankly where the Astros are, where you know they're one of the top teams, but you start to see, ooh, I could see potentially the end of the road. Like, it's not just this pasture of green fields. You can see, ooh, you got to be careful here and maneuver this correctly so you can extend this thing. Difference of the Astros is baseball. We got club control longer, and frankly, you're not stuck by contracts like they are with Pat Mahomes. So now he's also an amazing quarterback. I would say I'll go Bengals 2.
Yeah.
Chiefs 3. Probably, maybe, then it's going to be up for, I would say, Browns, Colts.
What about?
Hold on. What about? Maybe the Colts are better than the Bengals.
I think they're better than the Browns. I don't know if they're better.
Well, I think they're for sure better than the Browns. They're better than the Chiefs.
I'm telling you, don't sleep on the Raiders.
I'm not. I mean, I don't buy all the way in on Derek Carr.
And it's a tougher division.
And they got to get better in the defense.
But here's the deal. Get to the playoffs, and then you can win in the playoffs. However, you're going to be traveling. If in that division, I could.
You sleeping on the Broncos, too?
Yeah. I don't believe in
you
the
are?
Broncos. I don't believe in the Broncos.
Okay. No. Okay, so you got 3 teams in that division.
And I don't believe in the Chargers yet.
I mean, the Chargers were one game away from being in the playoffs. They lost that game. Why are you all in with the – because of Chandler Jones? What about Khalil Mack? What about J.C. Jackson? What about when they draft a running back to go with Austin Ekeler?
I just haven't seen that they've been able to win the big games. The Raiders got there. The Raiders actually did, and the Raiders improved drastically. I thought the Raiders were a good football team last year. Now, they needed the help defensively badly, badly. Worst red zone defense in one of the worst in history.
Yeah, it was
one of the worst in history.
Well, the point is there's 3 legitimate teams in the West. Now you got Carson Wentz in there anymore. Matt Ryan is there. Now, is he more name than game? We'll find out, but it feels like a lot less goofy stuff will go on with him under quarterback and Carson Wentz.
And when are the Titans going to fall off?
Well, so you have Titans and Colts for sure. Then you have 3 teams from the West, so now we're at 5. Now you got to say Ravens and Browns, 6-7 legitimate teams.
And
then
Bengals.
And Bengals. Why do I keep forgetting them? Bengals, 8. And then you go Bills, 9. And you have to say Miami Dolphins right now. Even though they didn't make the playoffs, you have to mention
them. 10
legitimate, just off the top of your head, playoff caliber teams.
Or 6 spots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or 7 now.
7 now.
7 now.
7.
Yeah.
7 since last year. But so you have 7. And then we're making sure we're keeping the Steelers out, which I don't know how the Steelers make it without something at quarterback.
What are you talking about? Shut up. Mitchell Trubisky is the main. 29-21. What's Deshaun?
Who am I missing
28-25.
Who am I missing
thank
in the
you.
East?
Better
it's
Deshaun.
Not, it's not the Jets.
I don't think the Browns make the playoffs.
Hope not. Well, get their pick.
And because, oh, by the way, Deshaun might sit for 8 games.
Yeah, that's true. So you have the Jets. Who's the other team in the East I'm forgetting?
The Jets, the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Patriots.
Well, we left the Patriots out of that list. Yeah. So you have Patriots, Dolphins, and Bills. You have 3 in the West, the AFC West. You have 2 in the South.
3
and 3
in the North.
That's 11 teams. 11 out of 16 teams. You say, pretty legitimate playoff contenders here. Because the Colts are going to be better. The Raiders and the Chargers are going to be tougher. We'll see about better, but it wouldn't shock if they hit. Would it shock you if either team hit 11 wins?
No.
Wouldn't shock me if either team hit 11 wins. The Ravens could be a team to take a step down, but remember, they were. Let's be real about this. The Ravens lost like 17 million players before the season even started. Why would they not be better?
Yeah.
Why would they? And Lamar Jackson will be healthy at the beginning of the year this year as opposed to the end of the year last year. I can't find who's the fall-off team. There's a chance Kansas City doesn't make the playoffs. At one point, Kansas City was not a good team last year. They needed a run, and Pat Mahomes wasn't a good player. Are we sure Pat Mahomes can go? Are we sure the Patriots with year two, are we sure the Patriots are the playoff
Listen,
team?
Listen, how many times did he throw a ball that Tyreek Evans had to wait for, or Tyreek Evans was... Tyreek Hill is 5 yards away from... I mean, easy throws. He doesn't have those easy throws anymore.
No, guy, the windows are a lot tighter.
And how much more attention is Travis Kelce going to get?
Oh, way more attention.
Yeah.
You got to make wide receiver a priority at some point.
Well, they picked up Juju, so there you go.
Nah.
That's it.
That's definitely not it.
Juju and Robinson, and who else
they got? So you've got the Dolphins pick in the 20s. You got your own pick. You know, that's probably, you might look at Jameson Williams and just say, we're willing to fade. Because Jameson Williams is probably going to come back this year, but it will be midpoint of the season after some pup list. You might do that. You might say, we're willing to make a move for the long term and not just this year alone. Because that's a dangerous guy, too, that would fit with that arm talent.
Wow. Unbelievable. That's
Treylon Burks could be the next Deebo Samuel over there in that offense. I wouldn't rule out Treylon Burks if he fell
to
Arkansas. To the Chiefs pick.
To the Chiefs?
I mean, I'm sorry, the Dolphins.
Well, they're going to have to. They definitely are going to have to pick.
Where do the Dolphins pick? The Dolphins pick that's being conveyed.
Hardman, Smith-Schuster. That's about all they got left now.
Yeah, it ain't great. You know what is great? Jack Skrill.
What?
Jack Skrill's great. I'm very glad that Tyler's leaving. Oh, this is Tyler's day, and I'm glad he's leaving. And it's not for the way that I don't mean it to sound that way, but if he leaves and Jack Skrill comes in and brings food, then maybe we need more people out of here. You know, maybe it's time for John to go. If I can get Union Kitchen to come bring those lobster omelets or those churro donut holes, then I'll kick everyone out of this old radio station if they just keep bringing up food. That's the kind of Pavlov's dog I am. I promise you this much. Jack's Grill is going to bring some great food because they always do. It travels well. Quesadillas, the nachos. If you love your kids, they have tacos available. How about salmon salad? You want something healthy but more substantive than a smaller salad? Of course, you can do the Caesar salad, but I love their salmon salad. It is fantastic. The chicken fried steak or chicken fried chicken, outstanding as well. That's waiting for you. They have fried fish dishes, fried fish and shrimp po' boys that are available for you. So you got your comfort food. You've got accessible food like backyard burgers with the barbecue aioli and onion strings. And I like to get the pickled jalapenos on that. The buffalo chicken sandwich. There is something for everyone on there. And it is just good old-fashioned comfort food. They got TVs in their locations so you can watch your games today. Go watch your March Madness this evening. Go grab margaritas or beer. Grab some great food from Jack's Grill and watch the games on the TV there tonight or stop in at lunch anytime. Go to jacksgrillhouston.com to see one of the 3 locations and find one nearest you, jacksgrillhouston.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.